Today is Wednesday, 8/31/2023, super blue moon of the year, and this is Ani Osaru, owner of the Spiritual Shade Room, Nagaverse Network, and member of Truth Mafia. And I want to enlighten people today on the satanic origins of the Christian cross throughout history. Celebrities and rappers who wear a Jesus piece or crosses on chains, or who get crosses tattooed on their bodies, are indicating that they are under the demonic egregore of the Christian church. The fixed cross is the cosmic origins of the symbolism. In astrology, figuratively speaking, it demonstrates a stagnation period inside of the native's life between four signs that are 90 degrees opposite from one another. And this is referencing the cherubim in scripture, which is the bull, the lion, the eagle, and man. That is the zodiac signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Scorpio used to be the ego, and Aquarius represents the man pouring the water vase. So these signs make up the fixed cross, fixed signs in astrology, and I'm going to show you why it connects. This cosmic astrological origin is a satanic modality. Why, you may ask? Because of the regression in the repetitive patterns during that period that the person faces of their dashas, of these fixed four signs. So the symbol itself could represent the meshing of the archonic templates to reality with our soul. So tattooing the cross originated in late antiquity in the Mediterranean area, when Christian missionaries took spiritual authority over a group of Turks that were not converted to the religion of Christianity. And what they would do, they would tattoo these Turks' heads to join the demonic egregore and change their culture, their identities, to join Asmodeus. And I'm going to connect that in a minute. So what I'm saying is, today, Jesus, the cross, in his crucifixion, is a egregore hylomorphic alchemical soul ritual to convert consciousness and subject it under the demiurge madness disguised as the title Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Vatican has been feeding a cosmic predator by placing the entire world of souls on an alien altar to be sacrificed because of their ignorance. In gematria, cross equals 74. So does Jesus, occult, gematria, and Masonic. And don't forget, our nation was founded on 7/4. And on our dollar, on our currency, it says, "In God we trust." So it's very much connected to the origins of the Christian church. In Sumerian gematria, cross equals 444, just like energy, Messiah, and gospel equals 444. Fibonacci gematria, cross equals 222. But the interesting thing, satanic gematria, there's a movie you must get called The Pope's Exorcist, which equals 777. Demons loves crosses equals 777 as well. And the reason why I inserted that in the movie Pope's Exorcist, there is a connection to the cross being a feeding mechanism for demonic entities. Also, upside down cross, which is called the St. Peter's cross, equals 201 in Tetragrammaton Kabbalah and reduction gematria. So we all know the 201 connection to the Jesuits in the Catholic Church. In reference to the satanic meta-history of the Christian cross, the 2023 movie, as I said above, The Pope's Exorcist, gives significant insight into the Christendom's occult amalgams of heresies, like how the Vatican and the Catholic Church had initiated research into something called divine possession, which divine possession occurs when one raises their soul so high that they are overwhelmed by the divine essence that they are participating in, and the higher power naturally overcomes the practitioner. So it is something that typically is associated with oracles, divination. Starting with that, we seem to figure out that in the search of the Pope's clergymen, seeking the oracle methods of fusing with the higher hierarchies of God's power, there were demonic kings of the Goetia orchestrating future timelines to overtake the Christian church by opening egregores to the oracle methods, which is divine possession. In the movie, the top exorcist in real life, Gabriel Amorth, played by Russell Crowe, discovered that Asmodeus, the king of hell, had been possessing the heads of the Vatican Church in his bodies for centuries. This meant that the Christendom itself was powered by the king of demons, and that all 365 denominations of Christianity are heralds of satanic influences. And as I said earlier, demons loves crosses equals 777. 777 was said to be the number of the highest, the Father himself. An exorcist did not have the ability to drive demonic possessions out of people with the Christian cross in the movie because the cross itself had become a sigil of archonic forces. So the original cross is the fixed cross, metaphysically indicating the cross of the soul, a person becoming increasingly aware of their direction and influences based upon the four energies of the cross cosmically in relationship to consciousness, initiation, and transconfiguration. The fixed cross is called the grand cross, astrologically, which is a period where a person finds stagnation. So when a person is sticking to too much noticeable patterns, they're in the stagnation of this grand cross. So it pulls the native in many directions during the fixed time periods, ultimately leading to indecisiveness and an inability to produce concrete achievements. Does this prove otherwise that the symbology of the cross can serve as a satanic modality of trapping the native in involution theory, stalemating progression spiritually, which is why Christ, Jesus, is symbolized to have died on the cross, suffering from the stagnation of being nailed to the stake? So for centuries, the Christendom has promoted the cross as the symbol for the death of Jesus. There's only one problem, because the cross has many forms, as ancient gods and goddesses had names. However, with gods and goddesses, the forms are almost always related by commonalities. So there's several different crosses that we can show throughout history connected to the solar cults, the Tau crosses, the solar Egyptian Ankh, or even the equal armed cross, symbols of the sun within the circle of the cardinal points, because it's all sun god worship, starting with Nimrod. This has been a Camifis Academy presentation. Subscribe to Patreon to get the full content. Hey, hey. Baby, I can feel your vibe. I can feel your vibration. Hey, I can hear you with the vibe. Hear you with the vibration. Hey, hey, hey. I can feel your energy. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Heal you with the frequency. Working with the light, chakra spinning, now you shining bright.